Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland share the power and impact of being in agreement with Jesus and with each other. Together, we carry out God's plan, and the Word touches lives of people around the world.
12th chapter of Romans. Very important issue here. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. And remember, His mercy endures forever. That you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable. God will accept it. Unto God, which is your reasonable service. And the word of the Lord came to him and had me write in there, His mercy is beseeching. His mercy is calling out to me to do this. Don't be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, that's a big thing. He said it's holy, is holy. Amen. Amen. And it's been accepted. Amen. That's right. This holy, accepted sacrifice. Yes. Amen. 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 And one day I'm just praying, worshiping God, and thank you, Lord, that this holy and accepted sacrifice in which I dwell in this earth, in which I live and have my being. And you remember Peter called it his tabernacle. Amen. And I'm just going through some things like this, you know, and just praising the Lord about it. And this came out of my spirit and out of my mouth, and I said, this living body of Christ. Well, now, man, I'm telling you, that'll cramp a religious mind. I mean, it'll just throw it into a tizzy, you know. I mean, I'm the body of Christ? Well, yeah. I mean, what else are you? If you're not the body of Christ, whose body are you? See, this is mind renewing. My God, I didn't realize until I got into it how precious that is to God. And how much my natural mind needed to get hold of that and flow with it. And it has led to times of refreshing. It has led to physical healing. Just marvelous. Just a marvelous thing. And that scripture for I say through the grace given unto me. See, this is all grace business. See, He knew us before the foundation of the world. He knew us before there ever was a devil. He knew us before. Before what? Just before. See, He planned us and knew us by name and had every human being ever to be born of a woman before the foundation of the world. And He made us all rich beyond our wildest imagination. With all spiritual blessings in all heavenly places. My. Amen. And He had never changed His mind about you. He never changed His mind about that. He has never changed his mind about his plan. Why? Because he's right the first time. He's still working his plan. I decided to get in on the plan. The blessing plan. Man, I mean, that's the place to be right there. Amen. That will manifest days of heaven on the earth. When we seek first the kingdom of God, it will begin to develop as we live separated from the kingdom of darkness, translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, and we begin to live the gospel. We begin to think kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom. And our minds begin to be renewed by the Word. And our spirit begin to grow up into Him. No longer little babies being tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine that blows through the land. Living and walking by faith. Living and walking in love. Amen. Growing up into Him as a body of people. Yes. Amen. In fact, any two of you shall agree. He said, there I am in the midst of two in agreement with Jesus being the third. You control things. You become a controlling factor because it shall be done unto them by their Father in heaven. What does that mean? It shall be done unto them whatsoever. Any two of you on earth shall agree. Well, we on earth, aren't we? We qualify. So any two of you on earth shall agree is touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of them by my Father which is in heaven. Now what is that? What did he just say? He just said, the words that I speak unto you are not my own, but it's the Father that dwelleth within me. He does the words. He just said the same thing again. Any two of you on the earth shall agree is touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of them, he could have said, by the Father that dwelleth within. By the Father. And where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Doing what? Carrying out that agreement. We are the governing body.
It all started for me in a prison cell where I had a face-to-face encounter with Jesus. It was my unmistakable road to Damascus. I remember the very first time God had entered into my mind was when I was in solitary confinement. And there was a chaplain who walked past the door and he opened up the food flap and he dropped the Bible through the door. He said something like, you know, Jesus loves you. I screamed at him, barked at him, and he left the door and I left the Bible on the floor. A couple of weeks later, he comes by and he drops off another book through the food flap. Didn't even pay attention to the book. And a couple of weeks later, I looked down on the floor and there was the Bible, and I picked up the Bible and I began to read. And as I began to read the Bible there in solitary confinement, God started speaking some things into my heart. A couple of days later, I picked up another book, the book that he had dropped in, and it was called The Pursuit of His Presence. It was a daily devotional by Kenneth Copeland. And as I began to read this daily devotional, God really started working in my life. Shortly thereafter, I was facing my prison sentence. And I tell people to this day that while you're in solitary confinement, you're supposed to be in there by yourself. And I jokingly tell everybody, I wasn't in there by myself. It was me, Jesus, and Kenneth Copeland.
John Ponder was transformed into a new man inside that cell. And by the grace of God, served just over 6 years in a federal penitentiary. John soon returned to the city of Las Vegas, where he joined and became accountable to a local church. Daily, the Lord continued to propel him forth into his calling in ministry and relationships.
I am a married man to a wonderful, wonderful woman named Jamie, and we have three beautiful children together. And I am the chief executive officer of a nonprofit organization called Hope for Prisoners. This is a reentry program where we work with men, women, and young adults that are coming out of different arenas of our judicial system. We opened up the doors in late 2009, pulled the trigger with absolutely no money whatsoever, just hearing from God. And from that time, we had a chance to work with different agencies, corrections, work with parole and probation. We have a wonderful relationship with the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department.
Hope Ministries focuses very much not just upon the message of faith, but they also provide practical skill sets and training for people to come out in such areas as interview skills and job placement and just being able to function in society after having been incarcerated in the correctional system. It's really a unique opportunity for both sides.
Never before in the history of reentry, nowhere in this country, to this magnitude, has the faith-based community partnered with law enforcement to mentor returning ex-offenders.
I was in prison for 12 years, 8 months. And for somebody to come out and to have the help that I had of getting a job, getting an apartment, and staying off the streets and not going back to that life of crime, even, you know, with all the adversities that were there when I first got out. I didn't have any place to go. I didn't have any money. John said it's going to be okay with faith, and it was.
We had the chance to work with, since our inception, work with well over 650 returning ex-offenders and take them through this process. And it has been just a huge family.
Since 2009, John and his volunteer staff have assisted and trained hundreds of men and women to lead healthy and productive lives founded on the Word of God. They have walked in the favor of God with provision, support, and the opportunity for John to speak before the Nevada State Legislature and to consult with lawmakers on Senate Bill 423, approved by the governor in May of 2013.
He's talked to me about what he's done with the Nevada State Legislature and some of the different contacts he's made and the progress that he's made on behalf of guys getting out of prison. And it's just amazing. I actually look up to him in his walk with Christ. He's just a terrific example. He really is. And he makes me want to be a better Christian.
I still have that pursuit of the presence. The very first devotional that I ever read, gotten so many years ago inside the penitentiary. If you take a look close there's my prison numbers. We order the pursuit of his presence, and I hand those out to all the graduates once they graduate the book, and I tell them the story. And at the end of every graduation ceremony, you know, ex-offenders raise their right hand and do solemnly swear from this point forward, they're gonna do everything they can to remain law-abiding, productive members of the community. I hope that every single day I'll be able to look at them and see what God sees in them. And I stand before you today, a testimony of what God can do. And may the life that I live now be an illustration that if you just give God enough of your time, God can do some amazing things with your life.
We received about 1 million letters each year, and as a result of that, we know that those aren't just pieces of mail coming in or trays, even though they come in thousands of pieces at a time, that there's a person attached to each one of those.
They're all different, each and every one of them. So as we read it, we are able to connect with them and get to answer them.
When God opened the door for me to come to KCM, it was just, he showed me a different side of just himself through the partners here at KCM. And so when they write in, you know, and they're needing prayer, you know, you can feel their heart as you're reading it.
There's something when I read it, I mean, I may not know what they look like, but I can just picture somebody. And
I feel like we're having a personal conversation, you know, and it's one-on-one. I get to know our partners better. I can rejoice with them whenever they share a testimony. Sometimes I'll jump out of my seat, get so excited.
Being able to work here and to serve our partners it's huge in my heart. It's a matter of understanding and having compassion for people that are going through things. You know, there's people that are believing for their children to be healed. And for me, you know, I have children, and the last thing that, you know, I would want to be doing is to want prayer for my children to be healed and not have anybody on the other end that will touch and agree with me.
Sometimes we get requests that people are really needing a miracle or an answer from God, and so, you know, you definitely can use your faith and join in right there and agree and pray for them right then and there.
The moment that they type in the email, God's already in the mode to answer them. So we just get to do the contact point to get the anointing to flow to them, to add our agreement, a prayer of agreement to it.
We get blessed being able to read, you know, their letters, and that, you know, they're not just spilling out their heart for nothing, you know, but that, you know, the Bible says where two or three are gathered, you know, he's in the midst. And so when that letter comes here and on this property and we, you know, have access to that, that's their life. And in that moment in time, that is when two or three are gathering and we are able, okay, to see God move and show off in their life.
Every one of us that are involved in this, we love the Lord with all our heart, and we love the partners. And we want them to know that we want them so much to be delivered of whatever situation, for them to be blessed every year.
With every partner that writes or emails us, it's important that, you know, they understand that they're family, and that's just the way that we're going to treat them. If you need prayer, we're going to pray for you. If you need me to assist you with something else, I'm here for you too for that. It's just this wonderful family relationship that we have, and so we want to keep in touch and know what's going on in your life.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. Write to us at kcm.org or Kenneth Copeland Ministries, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192.
The partnership for me, number one was I felt that I've learned so much from the ministry. I wanted to give something back to the ministry. I want more people to be able to hear the message and to benefit. And secondly, I recognize the importance of impartation as well, because of the anointing that is upon this ministry and upon Brother Copeland. I felt led by the Lord to become a partner in order that I can also receive the same anointing into my life.
Our faith is our anointing connection. Now you need to make a note of that. Without faith, you're not going to release any anointing. That is the anointing connection. Remember the woman of the issue of blood? Jesus said, "Daughter, your faith made you whole." When she touched the hem of his garment, power went forth out of her. What happened? It was her faith that connected to the anointing in him and on him.
Partnership. It's about God's vision, accomplishment, and unity. It's about divine connection, support, direction, and resources. It's a hand to help out when you need it. Someone to remind you who you are, whose you are, and that with God all things are possible. It's a tangible connection to an army of believers that have your back when it comes to building the kingdom of God. It's knowing that you're not alone, that there's flesh and bone in your corner rooting for your victory. It's a promise to pray one for another. We're here because of you, for you, to encourage you to discover your voice, empower you to walk in your victory, and equip you with the word to make your ministry a reality. Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. Request your free new partner package at kcm.org/partner. Through partnership, put your voice, your victory, and your ministry in action. Request your free new partner package today.
Now, let me tell you something today. In fact, let's go back. This word came to Gloria and me September the 20th, 2002. And Keith Moore was ministering, and the anointing and the power of God came on him, came on us. Now, remember, September of 2002, this was when the economy began to do that. And then in 7, 8, 9, and here it went. Okay, listen to what the Lord said now. "I'm rallying and raising up support to you. It will far surpass all you've previously seen or known. I'm joining to you new partners who are very strong financially." Now, let me tell you something. Remember, God calls things that be not as though they were. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean, now it doesn't rule it out either, that he's approaching people. See, all of this plan was done before the foundation of the world. He had this partner team built up here in his heart and mind before. But now he's establishing something here who are very strong financially, they will obey me. I'm prospering your longtime partners with supernatural increase, and they will obey me. Praise now, God. It doesn't mean he's only talking to those people that already have a big bank account or something. No, he's talking about the ones that he has called to be partners with this ministry, and he has said they're very strong financially. And your longtime partners, I'm making them very strong financially. Now, mark this day, Friday, September the 20th, 2002. From this day, there is a release to you and to all those joined to you, and all that you need and all you desire will now come quickly and much easier than it has in times before. It'll not be by greater labor on your part, but by a supernatural multiplication and a divine release from heaven through the earth to you. You will do this thing I've commanded you, and you will not come short, and you will not fail, and all this ministry I've placed under your hand will prosper and will increase mightily.
Praise
you
God.
Will not lack, you will not want, and you will not be diminished. Rest in me and rejoice. Rest and see if I'll not do this thing as I have told you.
Praise God.
You will see the goodness and the faithfulness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Praise God.
Ooh,
what a word.
Now, anything he says to Gloria and me, he's talking to you.
Partners.
Because we are one in this. Now, Gloria, when you look back at that time from then until now, I'm telling you, this has absolutely come to pass.
Praise God.
Well, now, what the Lord dealt with me earlier today, that it's time to re-energize this because now the rest of our million partners are on the way. Praise
Hallelujah.
God. You're one of a million.
Amen.
Now, Hallelujah. Over 81,450,000 people have received Jesus as the Lord and Savior through this ministry, and those joined with us.
Awesome.
Now, that's what we know about.
Yeah.
Now, because there are statistics that show that if one person responds and comes back at you, there's a lot of others there that should have but didn't. But anyway, as a partner, you receive the eternal reward on every one of those
Praise
souls.
God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Isn't that wonderful?
That is awesome.
Now then, I said all that to bring us to this. That's the power of partnership. God designed this. When His 12 disciples, when they obeyed God and God connected them to Jesus, then what happened? His anointing came on all 12 of them. And then later, when they went through that great Jordan River campaign and He appointed 70 more, His anointing came on them.
That's right.
Now, let me show you something here from the 8th chapter of the book of Luke. In Luke chapter 8, Jesus is preaching, and it came to pass afterward that He went throughout every city and village preaching, showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. Now, and the 12 were with Him, but listen to this. Certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary, called Magdalene, out of whom 7 devils went, Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others which ministered unto Him of their substance. So included in this are these three prominent women that were testifying in His meeting. Remember what it said? Throughout every city and every village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with Him, and certain women, and then those who ministered to Him of His substance. Wouldn't you say that as His partners? Now, His anointing was on all of them. They were all part of these meetings. But now, Gloria, He began to preach the sower sows the word. Then in the 10th verse, listen to what He said, unto you. Now, He's talking here to the 12, yes, but He's also specifically speaking to those women and those that ministered to him of their substance.
Yes,
unto
right.
you it is given to know the mysteries of the
Praise
kingdom
God.
Of God.
That's right.
His anointing to hear the voice of the Spirit. His anointing to walk in healing power.
Secrets.
His anointing in those meetings was on them the same because He authorized them to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And when we seek first the kingdom of God, all these things then are added to us.
That's exactly right.
In any kind of economy.
Amen. That's good. Hallelujah.
I tell you, Gloria and I, under the instructions of the Lord Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit, open this ministry. We open it up to you. And we are inviting you to become partners with us in this ministry, to walk with us, to be a part of praise this God. Anointing, to be a part of this outreach, praise God, because the biggest time in this ministry is now. It's happening now,
Amen.
Praise God. And we want you to know.
Thank you, Jesus.
In fact, I want to send you this new partner package. Oh, this is just chock full of stuff. There's a DVD and a CD in here that talks about your voice, your victory, your ministry, praise God, to help equip you and encourage you, to empower you to live in victory. And then your card that comes along with you. Take this to all the meetings you attend, and you're supposed to be coming to the meetings, darling.
That's right. That's what partners do.
That's what partners do.
Amen.
Yeah. You come dragging in there and leaping out with joy when the thing's over with.
Glory to God.
Amen. And access bonus library of resources just for partners at kcm.org/yourministry. And all of these things, partnership, exchange, And this
Hallelujah.
Book that outlines everything for you. I want to send you this free and postpaid. Father,
thank you.
We
Lord.
Know, we
Bless
know
our partners.
That you have put it in the hearts of people to become partners with us. And we ask you to energize that
thank you,
for people
Jesus.
Right now. In the name of the Lord
the
Jesus
blessing.
Christ,
Be
we pray
them,
over
Lord.
Them and we receive them thank into you. This ministry in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Partners, get into this Branson Victory
oh,
campaign.
Oh, that's a good meeting.
Amen. In fact, that's in Brother Keith and Phyllis's church, and you got to know this man's a prophet of God.
You got to know they're ready to
Whoa,
hear.
And they set that meeting up. It is just one of these kinds.
It is so awesome.
You need to be there. We have these meetings for you, you know. It gives you an opportunity to spend time in God's Word. Oh, my. We love you so, and we appreciate you so. And we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Gloria reminding you that
Jesus is Lord.